Rishami Pei Daf Yud Ches. Gemara just completed the sugya, and which continued the concept of things that divide up a field. Lagabi the din of peya. What makes consider when you could take two fields together, and each one's machayev peya because it's separate fields. So what divides? What makes a divider? So we had a few cases. The Gemara continues the discussion. Rish bechanina oimer chatzuvos mafsikin lepeya. Chatzuva type of plant divides a field. Lagabi din peya. What is a chatzuva? So chatzuva is a plant like a shrub or a bush. And the Marafulda explains it's asavu. It's a type of grass. A yonik negdo. It absorbs connecto like underneath the ground. It absorbs the nourishment. But it doesn't go sideways. The roots don't go sideways. So therefore, it's a good thing to be in the middle as a divider to demark between two properties because it doesn't go underneath the properties. It stays. It just goes underneath itself, goes straight down, and does not go to the side. The roots don't extend to the side, and therefore, it is something that's good to use to make boundaries between two fields. The Gemara says, where do we see it from? Here's the boy. Here's the one to explain. Where do we get it from? Where did we see that? Where's the source that we see? The Rafulda explains. Where do we see? Where do we see that these things used to divide? Chelik and Yeshua. Sorry, this Yeshua used these things when he was mechalek the chelik of the shvatim. Each shevet got their chelik. What was the border? How did he divide up where one ends and the other begins? He says he used these types of shrubs, katsubas. These katsuba plants was used. With these things, Yeshua used to mark the borders of Eretz Yisrael between one shevet and another shevet. Therefore, we know that katsuba is something that divides fields between peya. If it's something that Yeshua himself used for this, clearly it's something that is the right thing to divide. And therefore, it would be if they're done between two fields. Clearly, it's considered to, it makes that's a division of two fields, and the halacha would be that that makes it each one's chuyav pay on its own. One does not you can't take from one and to work for the other. It's considered two separate fields. So the same idea, excuse me, here as well. It divides as well. So if we use these type of things, and then that yonik, it's the best thing to use something that doesn't go. The roots then go on both sides and connect the two. It keeps it separately. That's the best thing to use. And that's what the Gemara says. That's such a thing is mafsik between a field. So therefore, it's mafsik lepei. Each field is considered separately. The Mishnah discusses a case where you have a shlulis, a canal, or a nachal, or a stream. But look, is both of them are considered enough to divide a field. We're going to say, what's the difference? Shlulis is called shimoshakas. A shlulis, a canal, even the smallest amount, as long as it flows, it's considered a division. If it's stagnant, the water does not flow, then it is not considered it's not being mafsik. There has to be enough where the water moves, the water flows. And we'll see what's the reason for that. It has to be that the water flows, that's considered a separation. The Gemara says that otherwise it's not considered a canal. Canal by definition means the flowing waters. Nakal, a stream, apish enamoshi, the flow is just stationary. Even if the water doesn't flow, it's considered a hefsik. Normally we say that a nachal is usually much wider than a canal. But however, it's not familiar whether it has water or not. So again, if you don't have to have water, some say not only doesn't have a lot of water, it doesn't flow. Even if there's no water in it, some say that would be considered as well. It's considered a division. And some say no. Water has to have water, but it doesn't. That doesn't have to flow. Asha'en kain. If it flows, then it's not considered a nakal, but it's considered shlulis. Even if it's a smaller, normally smaller than a regular nakal would be, it's considered still. And both of these are considered hefsik. And the Mishnah has to say both of them because they work differently. They have a different aspects to them. Memela. Therefore, the Mishnah told us both cases. But one needs to have it flows, and the nachal means even if it doesn't flow, it's considered enough of a hefsik because it's generally wider and it's considered a good border. Mishnah says also one thing I look at divide up a field between a public road and a derech yachid and a derech rabim. But if you have a derech yachid, derech rabim matzuch, well, you have to have a derech rabim. Surely, if a private road divides fields, and surely a public road. Mishnah says, "Tell you, Maimelach, I feel derech rabim ain't a mafsik leilon in economy. You don't have to know the gabi didn't pay. Doesn't have to tell us that." Surely if a private road divides, surely a public road. But he's telling you that chiddush is that even the gabi ilon, even the mafsa ilon, is not only a geder. You think that derech rabim, a public thoroughfare where people go and it's used and it's wide and everybody knows it, that should be considered enough to divide up a field of fields. And the answer is that even that doesn't work for a ilon shasada, only a geder, only a gateway, only a, as we said earlier in the Mishnah, only a fence works, but it won't help you for even if it's a wide one, a rabim. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah by Rabbi, not lagabe the din of peah, that of pashit. If you know yachid, surely a rabbin. But even by an ilan, it doesn't even mafsik between the fields of ilan. Mishnah says a bar vaniya. Your fields divide up between a bar, a land, fallow land, veneer, a land that's plowed, bezerach, or anything that's grown in different species. All that's considered is mafsik between peah. So the Gemara says, Amarav says. Bor v'rif, that's to be a certain, even if it's a smaller size, how big does it have to be? It's a ruv and isik base rova. A land, a fallow land, and a plowed land has to be a base rova. It has to be a shiva base rova. And in order to be considered a hefzik, has to be that size. But zera'ak afish l'gosha. But if you have a separate, something else growing in the middle, then you don't even have to have a share of a base rova, which we'll discuss later in the Masechta, the detail exactly how big that is. We'll save that for later. But the Gemara says that a zera'aka, if you're planting some other seed, something else, then even culture, even the smallest amount, is already considered a hefsek between the two fields. You don't have to have a large share. That is not required. That's required. See, the Gemara says that the... and Rav Yochanan are different, but it is Shlashtan Talmud Shapar. A different shita. Yochanan says that the fallow land and the plowed land, Vazera, and another plan, the Shlesha Talmud Shapar. All these things together has to be three Talmud Shapakiyak. It has to be around two Amis. That they've been, this, that would be the normal the separation, that these things that are made are normally this two Amis. Each one is normally generally two Amis. And therefore, each of this would be the shear that could be considered a division. So the Gemara says, "Ma'polik is there ma'polik asana." In other words, we see that it's before that beit nears of is a beis saw, and it's the zroyim is even a kol shu. He says the Yochanan says has to be a size of three furrows of which is a shear of two amos. So the question is this a different shear? A Rav and Rav Yochanan arguing legape the din shear, or is it really the same shear? So the Gemara says the madvin the ma'ad. So when Rav said it means the size. How big it was the chiyav peah? As a gabi the din of chiyav peah. We must umar to Rav Yochanan said the pita peah. It's the amount of guys are patrid from peah. So the Gemara says therefore is it's a different. They're not saying the same shear because they're speaking about a different way of saying it. In other words, what is the Gemara saying? Gemara saying that the what chiyav says peah says the pnei Moshe. The lav shehi atz mechayev peah. Not that this shear is mechayev peah, because it has to be the shear peah, a much larger piece. A ro, it has to be a shear rova. But it's telling you the gabe hefsi peisos be considered litain peah because so the part to give peah from each field, not the chi of peah of field. But even go ahead when you putter from peah, when you go ahead and you give this peah and you're yotze with that for the other field, that's the shear. That's the one to know what is the shear for that. So there's two separate shear. One is the shear when it's a chiyav payer, when it's an obligation for payer. What's the size of the field that has to be in order to give payer? And that we said has to be the field of, if you have a field, so it has to be the shear enough to be considered side enough that you can do wheel field on both sides. And when it says a part of payer, which is the yirako shep poitrim the payer, the question is, what's the division for them? That's what Marafuda learns. A field of these things that are produced, the type of zeh that's part of payer, what's the shear to consider it separate? The Gemara said that the shear would be a different shear. The Gemara said, "Tanya Baruch Nazar Mechayev Mepeah." But that's payah. So you see, it's not talking about part of payah. Not talking about things that are not. It's about things that are mechuyev payah. So they're arguing about Rav Yochanan. Yochanan, even things that's chiyev payah, the kind of meaning that are mechuyev payah, they're arguing about. So what again? But now, so if they ask, what's the machlokas? What's the shear? The Rav of Yochanan. The Gemara said, "My Rav." But the Rav says that lachol the shear, they must be different. Different. So they're paying a regular size field. Man, the Amar of Yochanan, he's talking about a field, but Chamishim Shal Shtayim, a field that's considered 50 amos by 2 amos. And therefore, it's a very small field. So that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina would be on what kind of field we're speaking about. Again, according to Gemara says, Rav speaking about an average size field. So that would be an average size field that would be the considered of what we said a Beshiva Beis Rova. But according to that, therefore, it has to be that size to be considered the break in the field, the hefzik. The Yochanan is speaking about a small field, Chamisha Mal Shtayim, only a small amount. If it's a small amount, then it would be a. As Mefarshim explained, it would be a different amount, of much smaller. Even a kol shu would work for the for a certain certain minim. The zera acha would work because it's really a small field to begin with. You don't need the regular shear of a base rova. Even the smaller size would be sufficient to do that. And the Gemara, the Mefarshim go through a great detail, especially Rashi Mishaloh, brings the many common mishnayas where we have the same idea. And the Afkamina, where we see this thing would be a shear of what type of field. The halakhas change if it's a much smaller field as to what's considered a separation, a border, to what's considered a larger field that's considered a which would require a shear of a base rova.